forever.
We could, but we have to start.
Cause it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, cause it keeps me alive. Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down. This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, cause it keeps me alive. Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down.
Alright, guys. I'm Seth Rogen.
I'm Ted, guys.
Welcome to the Left for Ted podcast. I'm a total dick.
No, what's up? I'm Ted. Welcome to the Left for Ted podcast.
We should woo! Definitely...
Doesn't anyone woo ever?
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
We should definitely...
I bit my lip.
Our next episode, we should definitely do our, alternate reality persons.
I'm we
like,
should.
I'll be like, hi, I'm, what's his face from, The League?
Oh, anyone who's seen a picture of John, he kind of looks like Andre. I think like, his name was Paul Scheer.
Yeah, Paul Scheer.
Paul Scheer.
Hi guys, I'm Paul Scheer.
I can see that. Your name could be a Paul.
Yeah,
I kill for Paul Scheer's career though. I'm not gonna lie.
You would have to have the cleavage in your teeth though. That would be hard to do.
So who would you be, Mitch, in this case?
I have no idea.
Hi, I'm Denzel Washington.
Please, yeah.
Will Smith.
No, Will Smith. It needs to be like a less respectable black man.
A less respectful black man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to put yourself down.
Yeah.
So, oh, just to let you guys know.
50 Cent.
We don't have Nick this week. He's been replaced. He has another job.
Oh.
That he has to do.
Common could be Nick. The rapper Common.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome, Talib Kweli is sitting next to me. Next to him is a black Oompa Loompa. I mean, Jaron.
I gotta be on that.
Holy.
I gotta be on that, man. Come on, Ted.
What we
special guest Jaron, and we have Jamie.
Hi.
Hi.
How about Mark Henry? You wanna be Mark Henry?
Hell yeah, be Mark Henry.
Ryan's on Skype.
Ryan, who's your doppelganger over here?
Mark Henry. Fucking, I don't know.
Strongest point.
I know, I kind of like that thing that you had going on there with the 300. Can we say you're a black Gerard Butler?
Hey, there you go.
Sure, why not?
Spartans!
That was an awesome picture, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You're Gerard Butler.
You know, actually, Nara made that. A little while back.
Ready your breakfast.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa.
Eat toddy.
I just like, I don't know.
All right, now after I took that hostage, how's everybody doing?
Yeah, right.
What's up, guys?
Hanging in there?
Last week we kind of had a little Pokemon cast. I know everyone here has played.
I want to be the very best.
No one ever was.
Dun, dun,
bow, 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 bow.
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause.
Isn't it funny, guys, how Ash is still 10?
He'll be 10 like 7 years from now.
I choose you.
Speaking of...
Pokemon Origins has really made Ash look terrible.
Speaking
I heard
of,
that's really good.
Like, all out red is awesome. Ash is still nothing.
Speaking of, like, a Pokemon-related thing, so the other day at work, Nick, he's trying to figure out what he was going to be for Halloween. I told him, you know, you can, you should be a black Ash Ketchum.
I just realized something.
Oh, but, man.
No. Here's what we do. We put Nick, Mitch, and Dave in a costume together. Put dirt around them. Doug Trio.
How we
I'm
move.
Talking about Davey.
I like it, though. I mean...
like it.
It's interesting. You ever see that picture of Doug Trio when he's, like, in the ground?
Oh,
and it's, like, three guys just, like, holding each other?
Yeah. I'm never gonna look at Doug Giroux the same way again for that.
They have so many different like iterations.
But no, it's okay. We'll like, name the costume.
You see the Doug one that Doug from the show Doug, just three of them, just halfway stuck in the ground.
Yep.
Hey, Skeeter.
Oh wait, that's Skeeter. I need one of you guys help to help me evolve my Pokemans.
Okay. Your Pokemans?
My Pokemans.
Pokemans.
Your Pochimans.
Your Hochimon?
Gotta catch some of them.
Speaking, I put that on Mitch's thing and I showed Ted a couple episodes. Brian, if you care. If anybody cares out there, look up Pokemon Rusty version on like YouTube. It's funny. It's like nine episodes. I wish they did more. It's like quick 1 minute videos. Even Jamie, my girlfriend Jamie, she's not a big she's not a Pokemon fan at all, and she found them hysterical.
They're really funny.
Yeah, they are funny.
Yeah, check that out.
It's really funny.
Yeah. All right,
Professor Wood.
Well, let's actually get into a discussion of Pokemon, because I know we found some shit in this game. I did.
I have not.
You found any shit?
Well, what do you mean by shit?
What do you mean about the whole glitch about you can't save in...
Well, there's the Luminous City glitch.
You can't save in Paris, basically, but, really.
Other than that, this is the easiest fucking Pokemon game in the world.
You know, as I was playing it, too, I figured, like, it kind of came across as, like, baby's first Pokemon adventures, and I was kind of like, oh, come on, like...
Is that easy?
Yeah, kind of like a... walk in the park.
I put my Blaziken off my team because he was just OP. It's too much.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Blaziken is far too...
You know what? I don't necessarily think that it's that the game itself is easy as it is the game is easy to break if you choose to.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
If you take off XP share...
Let's do a super training. Like, this is the first time you could technically fully EV train a team, like, 5 minutes into the game. Not five... You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. I tried to
Google. Like, I definitely have looked at it like a nature and have been like, you know, I don't feel like sitting here breeding for like 6 hours, so he's got a minus defense nature. I'm just going to super train defense. And, oh, look, I got like +8 defense points over the next two level ups.
So my thing with it is, too, I figured that since it's easy, I took EV share off, like the XP share off. I'm like, you know what? I kind of want a little bit of a challenge. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm trying. Like, I love the game, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I just feel like it's. Here you go, John. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
I also feel for the first time in any fucking game, I'm sitting there going, all right, these are the Pokemon that I want, but I got to beat the... Oh, no, there's Wondershare. Oh, yeah, okay, I just put a Caterpie out there and Mewtwo. Okay, cool.
Did you really get Mewtwo? No.
But no, I got two fucking Froakies, mm-hmm. four Charmanders, a Squirtle.
That's the thing. There's a thing called
Wondershare. Well, that happened to me anyway with GTX. I was just like, and, oh, here's a Pidgey. I'm going to ask for a Mewtwo.
That you get, but sometimes
one second. There's two people talking at the same time.
Pokemon Russian Roulette.
I know.
Pokemon Roulette, pretty much.
No, basically. Oh, yeah.
One second. Sorry. John, you can have yours a second. Ryan, go.
Basically.
Oh, with the GTS and previous games, I would have similar results. I'd just be like, here's a Pidgey, and I'm going to be that asshole that asks for an Arceus, and I'm just going to come back tomorrow, and there he is. Thank you, random hacker from Japan.
Yeah, basically, Jamie, for with the whole Pokemon, that thing that we're talking about, it's basically you can give a crappy Pokemon. It's like what Mitchell said. It's basically Pokemon Roulette. You can get it's a big chance that you'll get, like, I'm going to trade this Metapod. Oh, awesome. I got an Articuno. Sweet. It's just like such random stuff that happens. It's like.
And when you get a Gulpin, you just feed that Gulpin right back into the system.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
but you take the item off of it first.
Yeah. It's like, I got a Gulpin, but I got all three legendary birds from the Kanto region. This is sweet. Like,
what's that? Trico? It's not even in this fucking game yet.
Yeah, right?
Yes, that's what...
That's why the game is broken.
That's why it's broken, because if you want to, you can have, like, really early on, like, before you get your first badge, you can get, like, such, like, a sick team. It's, like, not... It's retarded.
I thought that you couldn't do it until you get to a certain town.
Nope.
Really?
Some Pokemon it's, like, right away. That's the reason it's broken.
I just wasn't connected to
like, you get to the middle hub some or something, forging badges in, like, here's your online card or whatever.
Yeah. Okay,
like,
yes.
It's gotten so bad to the point where... It's gotten to the point where it's, like, you know what? I don't want to do this Wonder Trade anymore. I kind of want to, like, just... get the team I get from the wild, like, do my thing. I kind of want a challenge. I don't know. Yeah. It's just like I said, I love the game, but sometimes I just feel like it's...
Whenever I win the trade, I get the Pokemon I want to get. I usually just, like, breed it and make sure it's, like, level 1 first. Just to make it, like, a little bit more of a challenge for myself. Instead of, like, having, like, a level, like, 50, I got like a level 48 Ditto for some reason. Doesn't make any sense.
I found a Ditto in the what do you call it?
Ditto's so useless. I hate it.
Someone traded me a Ditto, and I was like, "Sweet, time to breed." Then I realized I don't have a Magmar, and hatching eggs is a bitch.
Yeah, like everybody wants a Ditto.
Without for flame body.
My thing that I love though, glad you can get Cacklan so early in the game. I'm like, yes, I love it.
Yeah.
I love its color changeability though. It could come back and bite you in the ass if you have some. If somebody hits you with a water type attack, it's like, oh, it's water type, and it's like, oh, it happens to be like I like you had, like, oh, I happen to have Thunderbolt too. I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah. That's
it is a little messed up. Like, yeah, I guess on the balance too, I think it's kind of wrong that in the first area, like the first grass, you can catch yourself a Riolu.
Yeah.
Like, remember when he was like kind of an unofficial pseudo legendary with his own movie and shit?
Yeah. Well, wasn't that the same case too with like
to give you Lucario at the beginning of the game?
Well, yeah. Wasn't that the same thing with like Pokemon Black and White too, where it's like you went to the ranch and you got like that like at the beginning of the game too, even before you got your first badge? I'm like, oh really, guys? Like,
yep.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Usually, at first you love it though, but then you think about it.
Exactly. At first you're like, oh, this is cool. I got a really cool badass Pokemon early in game. Then you're just like, you know, beating everybody with like one move, and you're like, this isn't fun anymore.
The only problem is that like you don't feel special for having like a cool Pokemon anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of it's weird. I think the reason they did this is because if you look at like Black 2 especially, or White 2, whatever. Like, I know a lot of people who are like, didn't finish, like, only super dedicated people. Like, I beat the game, like, the day that I got Pokemon X, Black 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I beat it that day because I just wanted to, like, put it aside. But, like, I know a lot of people who kind of, like, didn't even finish, like, Black and White 1, and they were kind of like, oh, this is, like, the same thing over and over again, and there's so much grinding, and EV training, don't even talk to me about the metagame. So now they're kind of like, no, here's EV training up front. Here's whatever fucking Pokemon you want. Go on Wonder Trade. Someone else can give you a Pokemon. Here's just all the tools. Play how you want. But for people who are halfway dedicated, it makes it really fucking easy.
I do like that this is the first time we're actually getting an almost MMO experience in Pokemon. That's kind of
nice. Yeah, it is kind of cool.
If it wasn't broken with the Wonder Trade, it would be a lot better.
It's similar to like if you were sitting next to somebody in the last two games.
Yeah.
And you could go into your little Entralink stuff.
Does anybody here have a Scyther?
You want one?
I have one. Do you have one?
No, I don't think I have one.
I'm trying to be special.
See,
do you have the metal coat, Ted? Hmm? You have a metal coat? Or a metal jacket?
Yes. I'm getting to the point
you want a scissor, don't you?
Yep.
As I'm playing,
I need help with that, right?
As I'm playing, I'm going to do like another playthrough. I'm like, all right, I usually do one playthrough, then I do a second playthrough with like an all crap team. Like, oh, sweet, I'm going to start playing it with like Zigzagoon and like.
So basically, this is a game you just play when you're bored.
Whoa! I like Zigzagoon.
Well, when he evolves and he learns Belly Drum, it's awesome because if he does Belly Drum, then like it, like what triples its stats, which makes him nearly unstoppable, which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go out there and say that Will.i.am knew about Zigzagoon before anyone else did. Listen to. That's the Joint.
Yeah.
Or Joints and Jams by Black Eyed Peas. He starts it out with Zigazoon, Zigagoon, Zigagoon.
I actually enjoyed...
Maybe that's what it was named after in America.
But going back to what you said, Ryan, I actually enjoyed Black and White 2 over the first one because I beat the first game, the first Black and White, and I hated the post game just for the fact that, like, you know, I level grinded up to the... to, you know, the Elite Four, and they're all at level 49, 50. I'm like, all right, sweet. So, you know, I, like, level grind a little up to, like, you know, 55, 57. I'm like, all right, sweet. But then after the post-game, everything's, like, 65, 60. So, say, to do more level grinding.
Yeah,
so,
it's not,
so like, your
not
first,
even a little cool.
Yeah, so, like, your first initial reaction is like, all right, sweet. I'll go back and train through the Elite Four. No, they're all at, like, 70. I'm like, what? Like, it's... but what I like...
Yeah, I played Black 1 long enough to be, Adler?
Yeah.
Just because I was like, did I actually fight the champion ever? Like, the fuck's up with this game?
Yeah, and this and what I liked about Black and White 2 is they actually... I like how with the post-game content, it's not like a gulf in the thing, and I enjoy the Pokemon World Tournament. I think that's one of the best post-game things besides... Well, yeah. Like, I enjoyed the Battle Frontier and stuff, but the World Tournament I just was awesome. How you could battle, like, former gym trainers from every region and all that. I enjoyed it. Like,
has anybody here, like, fought somebody else? besides you, Ted? I haven't battled a single person yet.
Last time I battled,
I don't
was
feel that I'm ready for it yet because I just had a busy week, so I'm kind of just getting in my groove now. It's also really weird how far away the first and second gym were.
Yeah.
My team's like level 30, and I just took out the second gym leader.
Also, you know what I didn't like? I didn't like how easy it was to catch the quote-unquote legendary.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that was easy.
I hit him once through an Ultra Ball, and he's just like, oh my god.
It was the Ultra Ball?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't know if they tweaked the rates or something, but like the amount of bragging going on Facebook was ridiculous. Like every group, people were like, yeah, I caught it with a Premier Ball, critical catch. I'm like, no, you didn't. Stop lying. Yeah, first turn, just threw a Premier Ball.
Someone's phone's
far. It was a shiny. Oh,
but yeah, you're right. You're right, Ryan. It was gold. Because I remember, like, level. I'm like, level 30. Like, if I played, like, Leaf Green or if I played Emerald, I'd be at, like, the fourth gym by now with, like, a level 30.
Yeah. I actually missed the gym, too, so I wound up in the gym past it. Because it was, like, off that bike path.
Yeah.
Like, halfway up the bike trail in that town. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to be up a ways or something like that or up the hill. And so I, like, just left the town, and I'm like, wait, where? There's some weird stones. Is this what he was talking about? No, it's another town. I better go back.
So,
but every now and then the game throws a challenge at me that I just don't understand. Like, the gym leader wasn't a problem, but he had this one dude with a Relicanth that had, like, must have had, like, fucking max EV defense. Because super effective hits with, like, the Pokemon 5 levels plus, and I still was having trouble taking it down.
How you stuck, Ryan?
And horde battles are the fucking worst. I'm sorry. I know people don't seem to mind them.
I like them.
I get sucker horde battle situation that makes me want to stop playing the game forever.
I like that they're here, like that they're around, though.
I don't like that I can't throw 5 Pokemon out to counter 5 Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like okay, I was trying to train my Zubat, who this morning evolved into a Crobat.
Yay.
But I'd been letting her train up with the EXP share, so I was like, let me put her out here and fight some stuff in the grass. And the first thing I got was like 5 nose pass. So already I'm like, fuck. And then one of them uses a block, and the rest just start going hard and hard and hard in every turn. And like, I'm just like, fuck. It literally took me, including the fact that I had to go to work, it basically took me about 8 hours to get out of that fight.
Ryan, are you sure that you were playing Pokemon? I had to put the DS down. Are you sure you were playing Pokemon and not watching a gay porn?
Oh my god. Screw you, Ted.
But
No.
Starring Lance Bass.
I really.
Couldn't even kill me because the only attack. They didn't have any rock attacks, they just had tackle. So I just kept using potions to heal back up, but it was just. It took forever to bite these things to death.
Always run.
The last one I didn't even try. I just, like, confused it, let it hit itself, like, 3 times and caught it, so I didn't have to finish killing it.
My thing is, I like this game. It's up there, but, like, it's not my favorite game. Like, I don't know, like, the other generation, my favorite Pokemon game will always be Emerald. I enjoy Generation 3. I don't know why it gets such a bad rap as it does, but I enjoyed it.
I like it, too.
You like a challenge, eh? That's a hard game.
I love Emerald. I love for the fact that how it combines. Like, I liked Ruby and Sapphire, but when I played Emerald, I'm like, oh, shit, I can face both Team Aqua and Magma at the same time. This is awesome. Like, I like how they, like, integrated both stories to it. Like, I thought that was awesome. Instead of, like, you know.
I didn't like that they removed Steven being champion.
I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, the last gym leader is just going to be champion for no reason.
I actually enjoyed how Wallace was the champion. Then you had to fight Steven in that. I thought it was, you know, but I know what you mean, though, coming from how it's kind of.
He was a weak champion. Like, he was super easy.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you can have any, like, decent electric type attack, just like. But I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't like.
I mean, I don't know. I thought it worked out better, like, when Lance did it, but Lance isn't a gym leader.
What I liked about it, though, too, is, like, how it combined both. Because when I played Ruby and Sapphire, as much as I enjoyed both those games, I didn't like the fact that if you fought Team, like, Magma, like, Team Aqua helped you, and it's like, we're here to help you. I'm like, what? You guys don't kind of look like the good guys here. They're like, we're fighting for them. I'm like, all right, so to take down this evil organization, I'm joining forces with a slightly less evil organization? Okay, oh, like.
That's what you do.
Yeah, they were like opposing groups of environmental conservatives or something.
That's why I enjoyed about it, too.
Well, these guys want to scorch the earth. We like water. We'll help you out.
All we want to do is just create the world like Water World. I'm like, all right, sweet. I'm all aboard.
Like you joined Team Aqua.
Yeah.
I like playing the sequel, Wind Waker.
Oh, when Team Aqua wins?
Yeah. All right.
I like that you can tweak your appearance instead of having to be like a biker or something online.
Yeah.
I wish I could dress up like a Team Rocket member or something like that. So no, I could just be like a hooligan and just like going around.
I wanted to see that. I wanted to be like Team Flair jacket.
It'd be Jesse.
Am I still upset that I wish Ric Flair was the leader of Team Flair? No, the criminal organization in this drawn is Team Flair, and I wish Ric Flair. That'd be awesome.
It starts off, woo!
Yeah.
Does Team Flair get cool? Because right now I'm not impressed.
No, I just would be awesome. It would be much cooler like if their outfits are like road, like the sequence roads, like Ric Flair, and then Ric Flair comes out and goes, I'm the wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, Pokemon stealing, son of a gun, woo! The 17-time world champion of the Pokemon tournaments. Woo! Ric Flair used flop. Ric Flair, I don't know, or it's like his Pokemon uses flop. It's like, no, Rick, that doesn't work. Works in my matches all the time. Woo!
I just, well, what is their goal? Like, the first ones I meet just presented themselves as Team I Don't Give a Fuck.
It's like they're just like, we basically, it comes off as like, we just want to get rich. I'm like,
No. It's... basically the end bad guy. Ryan, how far have you gotten through the game?
I just beat the second gym leader.
The second?
Yep.
You poor boy. Alright, so the bad guy, without revealing any spoilers.
With an awesome
Thank you.
Pro.
Is it going to be a spoiler kind of like in Black 2? Where it's like this weird guy with the crazy hairs running around like helping you out, and then it's like, oh, he's really like second in command of the bad guys.
No. Kind of, maybe.
And a Stop shocker to nobody.
Spoilers, Ryan.
Well, nothing beats the spoiler that, like, as a kid, like, now, the first one where, like, Giovanni turned out to be, like, the Viridian gym leader, where, like, looking back at him now, like, that, you could have seen that shit a mile away, but as of, like, when I was playing it, being, like, 7, 8 years old, I was floored. I was like, what? He's the gym leader? It's like, but, like, if you look back at it now,
John,
like, yeah.
Do you ever get that event Celebi in like Heart Gold Soul Silver where you can activate that event where you like go back in time and see Giovanni?
Yes. That kind of disappointed.
That was awesome. He's like, I'm gonna reform Team Rocket, and then you just show up and kick his ass again. And he's like, these fucking 10-year-olds, fuck this, I'm out.
That disappointed me though. How it turned out that Silver was his son, because like I kind of like the subtle things, like even like in the anime and all their stuff too, how they like throw out these they're those crazy conspiracy theories how Ash was Giovanni's father or something like that. I was like,
what?
Oh, wait, that would have been way cooler.
I think you got that backwards.
Wait, what?
Ash was Giovanni's
I'm sorry,
son.
Giovanni was Ash's father. That'd
be awesome.
That was like
fucking Looper shit.
So, yeah, that was like a cool conspiracy theory. I'm like, oh, awesome.
And then Wait. Alternate universe time. Pikachu is a little kid in Looper.
Oh, God. Pikachu or Mewtwo?
Oh, either one.
Little Mew.
Little Mew.
He was the first Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, though.
After his mother died, he became Mewtwo.
Even in the Gen 1, though, like, when you face Giovanni for the final gym battle, man, his lineup's kind of underwhelming. I'm like, aw.
Yeah. No, okay. So,
well, yeah, because you start with a Squirtle if you're playing the game, right?
Yeah.
And, he's all like, here's a rock ground Pokemon, here's a rock ground Pokemon. You're like, surf.
If you're playing the game,
I think he, like, had a Kangaskhan or something, right?
Yeah. They're not even, like, good, like, well, besides, like, Nidoking and Nidoqueen, some of them are, like, Onix. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah, he basically was just, like, Brock 2.0.
Yeah, basically.
Okie dokie. Well, you know what? That's been a good half-hour discussion.
Yeah, right.
You know, let's actually get into this podcast. So, what did you do? And hold, and I'll put some music in or something. I got no.
What did you do, brother?
I wrecked a lot.
When the Pokemaniacs ran wild on you.
Happy. Besides that,
thank you, Ryan.
Pokemon... Pretty much nothing. I'll probably think of something when, like, Javon or John goes or Jamie goes, but for now, I have nothing.
What did you do this week?
I worked. A lot. Oh, yeah. But Dragon Age? Yes. Dragon Age.
How you like Dragon Age, Jamie?
I love it. It's really cool.
Origins?
It's you.
Yes.
I approve of this message.
Yeah, Ryan's a big dude. Ryan likes Dragon Age Origins.
I want to play it, but
I'm probably like Jamie, like BioWare guy in this group.
I don't think those are real. Yeah. Jamie, how far have you gone in Dragon Age Origins?
I'm actually pretty far. Like, I gathered my army, so now I have to go to the that meeting thing.
AA?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. No. My strength is strong. The move. Who are you going to try to, like, support for leadership?
What?
What'd you say, Ryan?
Like, who are you going to try to support for leadership? Like, are you going the King Alistair route?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Hell yeah, Alistair. He's my boyfriend. I have to support him.
Oh, okay. I did that when I played, like, my elf. I have a game on the PC where I have a human noble, so I'm gonna just like marry Anora.
I did the one where I'm the elf right now. I'm like a city elf, and so I'm hooking up with more again. And like, I did some of the options with Zephyrin. Like, I totally forgot Zephyrin goes both ways. So like, I accidentally like triggered a thing where it's like kind of flirt with him. Like, oh shit, I know. Like,
yeah.
If I been was there. Gay.
That happened to me in Mass Effect 3 with what's same his name, here. Pilot.
Oh, with Steve Cortez.
Yes, I was. I didn't want to be nice, and I'm like, he's like, my husband died, and I'm like, oh man, I'm sorry. You should get out. And he's like, you know, I feel that you're really special to me, and I'm like, whoa, hold up. I have a girlfriend.
If I was gay, we would swim in romance. But I'm not gay.
But I'm not gay. So get your hand out of my pants.
My one of my friends who's played Mass Effect 3, he sat there, he goes, dude, it sucks for me because I had he's like, all my games, I accidentally go into the relationships. He's like me. In Mass Effect 3, I was sitting there like, you know, talking to Caden, and all of a sudden he just starts sucking me off. I'm like, whoa, what the hell is going on here?
That's why I liked Fable. You just go through a town. And
oh, yeah, Mass Effect 3.
Like, you. Okay, throw a dick in there. Come on.
I forgot they made him bisexual in 3.
It's so weird how they did that. Like, especially you and Shepard. Like, if you're a male Shepard, like, the previous two games, and, like, especially if you saved Caden, he threw out no things where he was, like, bisexual at all. It's
one
like,
day he woke nothing. Up and wanted a dick. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're just like, it'd be like if just like Ted started hitting on you.
Now. Yeah. All of a sudden, Cade's like,
I don't have to do that anymore. John just comes over. And...
All of a sudden, Cade's like, I just want to wake up. I just want to blow Commander Shepard.
Romantic times with John. Hey there, John.
Hey,
how you doing?
The one thing though,
I mean,
that
the war is hell. What can I say?
There are no straight people in a foxhole.
Now that Jamie's here, though, one of the most hysterical things, though, Ryan, I have to add, though, watching her play as a female, though, and, like, when she's, like, she doesn't want to hook up with anybody in the second Mass Effect, so, like, because I guess, like, her thing is she wants to, like, stick with Caden. It's funny, like, when she's talking to, like, Jacob, and, like, her character, like, the way she talks, like, comes on, like, hard to Jacob, you know? When
I know.
She's like this, so, how are you doing?
And Jacob's like, yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that is, I considered the Jacob romance with my M-Shep for about 10 minutes, and then I was just like, I can't. I saw the video of how that romance ends, and I was like, oh, thank God I stopped that.
No, Jamie's the same way. She's like, James, like, I definitely want to hook up with, I think I'm going to hook up with, like, Jacob. Then she starts talking to Jacob. She goes, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Brie, what would care?
Oh, you know what? You can have your cake and eat it, too. If you go with, oh, hell. What's his name?
Thane.
Yeah. I don't want to start tossing spoilers around, but let's just say if you romance Thane, You can have your cake and eat it too in Mass Effect 3.
No, she knows. She beat it before.
Wait.
What do you mean,
wouldn't
right?
Wouldn't it basically be have your dick and eat it too?
No, Thane's that. You find. No, she found a Thane attractive just
I don't know what's spoiler friendly around here.
Oh, no. She beat Mass Effect 3, so she knows Thane dies.
Okay.
But basically.
Yeah, Thane has. Because my femship. I reignited the Thane romance.
Yeah.
And then he died. And then Caden was like, do you want to hook up? I was like, okay. And then he was like, I understand why you cheated on me. I was like, cheated on you? Fucker, you broke up with me. I went down there. I was like, what's up? And you were like, you're a Cerberus.
What's funny, though, it is, like, she totally turned, a 180 on, Thane, because she's like, ugh, like, you know, he looks like, and then all he did was talk, and she has a thing for, the Christian Bale deep Batman voice, and she goes, oh, Thane's voice is sexy. He's like, what? I'm like, I'm sitting there like, that's all it had to do. I'm like, that's all he had to do for him to get in your pants, basically.
Wait, John, I'll get you the Batman mask.
I'm not going to lie, when she calls me Siha, I get a little gay.
Levin?
When Thane called me Siha, I went a little gay for him.
I will get the Batman voice start having like, where is it?
Where is it?
Sun riding?
Where is it?
Oh, dude, that was hysterical. As soon as I heard that voice, I'm like, oh, shit, it's riding.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else do anything besides play Mass Effect or Dragon Age?
Well, I was playing I'm still playing GTA 5. I'm playing Pokemon, playing Dragon Age, and I'm working, so it's hard. Like, gaming is such a small
that first
section.
World life, man. That first world life.
Yeah, exactly. Gaming, such a short thing, because I've been working a lot. So hopefully, I have these next few days off. So I'm hoping to catch up on some gaming. I want to beat GTA. I'm so close to beating it right now. That's my priority.
Cool.
Beat it with Trevor.
I'm gonna beat it because the new Batman's coming out tonight. So
that's
nice.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing about that game.
I'm going to the midnight.
Hey! Are you scooping my new releases?
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alerts, Ryan talks about the Batman thing coming out in his gaming corner.
Yeah, I need to play catch-up on games,
Batman
too,
Batman releases.
Oh, there's two.
Awesome. Yeah, there's also the portable Arkham Origins, is it Blackgate? The Vita /PS game.
Oh.
Supposedly like a Metroidvania kind of thing.
Yeah, or, my brother.
Would you just call it a Castlevania inspired at that point? Because you call the Castlevanias Metroidvanias. So if it's not either, what would you call it?
We might as well call it that, because whenever I first heard the term Metroidvanias, when not from Metroid, the funny part is people used it with Symphony of the Night. So I'm like, can we just call it Castlevania inspired and just get the Metroid out?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they were saying that Castlevania was Metroid inspired. So would this just be Batroid?
Yeah. It make more sense.
So what is Alucard Bruce Wayne?
We're just going with the notion, like Metroid and Super Metroid were kind of like that, explore here and there, get the items to unlock this other area, backtrack, kind of adventure action game. And that's the formula they started using with Castlevania.
Oh, I watched anime.
You watched anime?
I remember. I also watched two movies. I seen Carrie.
Yeah, I saw Carrie too.
And I also seen
How was
it? It was alright. I mean, like it wasn't bad. It wasn't like good to me.
Yeah.
But it was just like I just had a really.
Was it kind of like before?
What was that?
Was it kind of like you've seen it before?
I haven't seen it before. That's the thing. I didn't see the original.
They redid the whole movie though, right?
What?
They redid everything in the new movie, right?
I guess I didn't see the first.
Oh no, they put in all the clips from the older.
You know what I mean?
I also saw
Super HD now.
Only God Forgives. You hear that movie?
Yeah.
I hate it with a passion.
We're actually gonna talk about that. About? You're scooping my release now.
Sorry.
I forgot what that was about.
Only God Forgives. God damn it! I was so pissed off.
I saw Carrie as well, and movie 43, which I highly recommend if you're drunk or high.
Yes, I gotta watch that.
Nice.
Or if you're a fan of the Mitch's brand of humor.
Yes.
So, Jaron, how was your day? Or how was your week?
How was your day? Are you picking him up now?
Did you have a sleep, Jaron?
Don't you know that you have to...
Hey, Jaron, how was your day? That sounds really close to Mike.
Since you said it with, since you said it with that tone. Man, just work a lot, drink a lot. And here and there playing Devil May Cry, I got to bring it to my friend's house since my 360's down.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? What happened?
Oh, man, the drive died on me. Oh, so yeah, I wouldn't read anything.
Oh, he's playing Run DMC's version of Devil May Cry.
Yeah, dude. You got a Kangol on.
Dante, where's
Dante? Yeah, I'm about to say that.
Like, Devil May Cry the new one, or like Devil May Cry HD, or which one?
DMC.
DMC.
Yeah, Run DMC presents Devil May Cry.
Oh, okay,
he has the Dookie rope chain on. I didn't get too far in the game. After I beat the succubus, I'm on that bridge now.
Yeah.
Dookie rope.
Yeah, I'm on that bridge now, man. Well, you—that's like you get the two fists,
yeah,
or something. Yeah,
and then Dante gets the Adidas without the laces in him.
Yeah, shall tell. But that's all I did, man.
Ryan, what did you do?
I saw Escape Plan, as I mentioned before.
Oh, really?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If they had, like,
how'd you like it?
I enjoyed it. I don't feel that the last act was as strong as it could have been.
Okay.
But overall, I appreciated it.
That's cool. We had the option to see either Escape Plan, or it was definitely
more of an action movie than like a thriller, but it kind of presents itself as a thriller.
Yes, it's me.
Yeah.
It skates a line. It doesn't completely deliver on both, but it's still enjoyable.
Okay. Escape Plan, the one with Sylvester Stallone.
That might be all right.
I'm gonna get a say.
And playing Pokemon.
Get down.
I figured off this island.
Playing Pokemon.
Come on, Sylvester, move.
Well, you were playing Pokemon, and that actually brings us to our next segment.
You guys asked what anime I was watching.
Okay, if you need me to say Pokemon last for a segue.
What anime,
nobody,
Mitch?
Nobody cares. Fuck you guys.
Can't just jack how my week was, so you can segue into your thing.
Yeah, I can.
It's okay, Mitchell.
Is it called Left for Ryan?
No, well, I was going.
You're
to
doing
ask
the same old thing, Mitchell. Whatever. Sorry.
I was going to ask opinion real quick, too. It's completely first world drama, I admit. But Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut came out. And I don't know which version to get.
I heard...
Because the whole reason I wanted it was like the second generation.
Well, I heard to get...
So I'm going
to
get it on Wii U. But Wii U is costing like $50 because they're like, oh, it's never been out on the Wii because, you know. So like, oh, this is a new version, so it's $50. So you can get it on 360. With smart glass support, and it's only $30, but like the Wii U gamepad just seems better because like you're playing on it, and then like you just attach the screen, kind of like you're playing on a DS.
Yeah.
Just like picturing like balancing my tablet on one knee while I play with my controller doesn't seem appealing.
I would say go with the Wii U version.
Or they offer an upgrade on Steam, which I got like $7 on Steam sale. I got it for $7 on Steam sale like a while ago. Never even played it. They offer an upgrade for $10, but there's no second screen anything for that.
Yeah.
Is the Wii U worth getting, though?
That's like...
Is it worth getting? Oh, you have one.
The Wii U?
Yeah, I was wondering if it's worth getting.
Not right now.
No.
Is that any console?
But I actually think it'd be worth getting over the other systems for the next year or two.
Yeah.
I would say 2 years, though.
Just like, of what's coming out now?
Yeah.
Or what's going to be coming out soon?
2 years, though? I don't know.
I can't predict next year's E3, but
yeah.
Just going off other systems, usually it's like, but in that second year is when people are like, oh, it's kind of starting to not suck, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I do have
like,
some
even now, I still
kind of
say, like, yeah,
I
if you can get it on discount, there's like good games.
There is some privileged information that I can't share on the podcast, but I will share with you guys after.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch already knows about it. Oh. Yeah, I will share with you guys after about next generation consoles.
I also played Pokemon.
Oh, well, that's a great segment into our next.
Wait, Ryan.
Stop! It's a segment.
Yes. We didn't answer this question. Okay, fine.
What's your
favorite
song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? Because Mitchie wants to know. Playing favorites. Right, and before we do that, let's add in.
You can't say before we do that.
I still think it sounds like Mitchie.
Thank you, Ryan.
It still sounds like Mitchie.
I accepted it, though.
Okay.
We're going to add somebody to this call. Dave, you there? Maybe not.
Mitch, what's your one?
What? Mine's not really a playing favorites. It's just like, what movie are you like most looking forward to? Oh. At the end of this year, or if you can't think of one for this year, then next year is fine. Hunger Games? When does that come out?
Next year.
Nice. I want to see it. Wait, Jamie, you got to wait for the thing.
Well, Jamie has to talk to a mic, too.
Should I answer first, then? Since
but first,
I got to think of mine.
Before we even go through any more, Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I was waiting.
Ryan, are you there? Oh.
What?
Lips are gonna get you.
It's too fast paced for elevator music. That's,
yeah,
that's like a fast elevator.
It's going to your death.
Oh, yeah. No.
Hype ass elevator.
With this, we'll just go to a break.
What podcast can I listen to learn all about wrestling?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Podcast where you can find all your wrestling information from is The Turnbuckle Dude, featuring Mr. Quality and Mr. Marshmallow Jones.
But what kind of wrestling stuff, Mr. Quality?
Well, dude, the wrestling stuff you can find from is weekly reviews on Monday Night Raw, TNA Impact, pay-per-view previews and reviews, as well as retro reviews, dude.
Yay!
And what you gonna do, brother, when on Friday nights, when the turnbuckle runs wild on you?
That's what I do. All right, guys, we're back from commercial, kind of.
Are you gonna play real commercials?
Yeah, no, I have a commercial. I've been playing commercials. Seriously,
it's epically awesome.
Yeah, the wrestling one is.
I gotta hear that one.
It's really awesome.
Really? I wanna hear it too.
Yeah. So we left with playing favorites. What was it again, Mitch?
It was not really a playing favorite. It was just what movie are you most looking forward to by the end of the year? And if you can't think of one for this year, you can think of one for next year. Any movie, it could be like any movie that comes out straight to DVD. It doesn't matter.
Here you go, James.
You
answered that one really quickly.
So,
Well, I'm looking forward to The Hunger Games. I think the Catching first fire. One was amazing, and the second one is going to get twice as good. So, yeah. I'm usually, like, a book snob, so, like, when it comes to, like, a movie... Based off a book, it's usually awful, but I think The Hunger Games did a really good job on it, so I'm excited.
That's not my number one, but I'll back you up on that, mainly because I'm in the middle of Mockingjay, and I just finished Catching Fire not too long ago, so I'm kind of pumped for it.
You go next, Sean. I'm thinking of mine.
Yeah, I can't think right now.
I'm consulting Wikipedia as we speak.
China's next porno? I don't know.
That's coming out 2 years from now.
Well, it's a movie.
That's Avengers DVD, Age of Ultron XXX.
Come back to me. I'm conversing Wikipedia right now, too.
Yeah. Like, what is coming out this year?
Too soon to talk about the new Man of Steel coming out soon?
What? That's coming out in 2 years.
I said it was a two soon. I didn't know the date.
That's what, July of 2015.
I'm all about Justin Bieber Believe coming out December 25th.
What movie?
You heard me.
You guys are making a mockery of my playing favorites.
I'm sorry. I'll give you a real answer.
Yeah, I have no idea what's coming out. If I'm gonna right off the cuff.
The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug.
No, you took mine.
wait. You are becoming the new Nick.
Yeah, I'm pretty much Nick right now.
They got the old people doing almost like The Hangover coming out next year, I think.
Oh, but
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Comes out not this week, but next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
like The Hangover, they're older. Okay. Because it's like Morgan Freeman.
Is it Morgan Freeman?
Like Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro, and
Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
And one other person. I don't
Holy
remember.
Shit, what has Kevin Kline done with his life? This
is okay. I would not see that movie. I would not see that movie, Jordan. Wait, this got pretty jumbled.
Oh, the Lego movie. Hell yeah.
So my choice.
That actually is funny.
There you go.
Bad Grandpa, man.
I saw the trailer for that and I wanted to shoot myself.
You gotta go see Bad Grandpa, though.
You seen it already?
No.
Oh.
Comes out tomorrow.
We gotta go see it. All over the place.
People are stealing my shit.
Anybody want to see 300 Rise of an Empire?
No.
Ender's Game.
Pompeii.
Get off my spaceship.
It just seems like a random thing to make a movie out of.
Yeah. I wonder how they go try and make it like a Shumi epic. When it probably wasn't
and like act like we don't want the whole place is just going to get burned to the ground.
Yeah. Like everything will probably happen
in slow motion. I kind of want to see Mandela.
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela movie with Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Anybody want to see?
You've seen it?
The trailer, that's not the
trailer. What the hell, why not? Let me throw it out there. The new RoboCop, why
Man
not?
Man of Tai Chi.
What?
Yeah, they're making a, yeah.
I'm just going to sit
That's like
back.
Next year.
Which movie, John?
Move before somebody kills John. You don't want to get any blood on
your hands.
Yeah. Which movie, John?
Dave is there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been here the whole time.
No, you're not physically next to John, so he has a 50-50 shot of not dying right now.
guys, why are you being stupid? Old boy.
Actually, Thor's out, too.
No.
Old boy.
I hear what John says.
So anybody want to see the Amazing Spider-Man, too?
Definitely.
All right. So get this back on track. Jamie wants to see Hunger Games.
Spider-Man?
Second
one? Oh,
I'm going to go with Old Boy.
Trying to restore order, everyone.
Tez going with Old Boy.
I'll go with Lego, the Lego movie. Why not?
Okay. And Jerron, you said... I know you said the Man of Tai Chi you're pretty interested in.
Yeah. What's the trailer was that?
I'm not sure, but... It's been a while ago, the trailer, but
Ted's looking like
it might have good action. Like that might be the only redeeming factor.
It's a movie directed by Keanu Reeves.
You're lying, right?
I'm not lying.
But listen, I don't know if you saw The Raid Redemption. It has the main character from The Raid Redemption in it, and that's why I want to see it.
Main character or main actor?
Main actor.
Wasn't he the main character as well though?
Yeah, like is it related?
No. Main actor. Yeah. Jesus.
Okay.
I want to see the... I also want to see The Hobbit, but my number one movie for next year is The Raid 2.
That's right.
They're making that.
That's right.
I hate that documentary. It ruined everything. It made the name The Raid Redemption pointless. Because it was going to be The Raid, and then the premiere came out. But it takes place in the prison. I think. Based off the teaser trailer. But I'm looking forward to it.
Dave, what are you looking forward to?
I don't know, just a couple of things. Eli Roth's new movie, The Green Inferno.
Forgot about that one.
Oddly enough, a movie that has Daniel Radcliffe in it, go figure, Kill Your Darlings.
He's been going like hardcore indie lately.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kill Your Darlings. I mean, that's because it's all about like the '50s, like beat poets, like Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, and the main reason I want to see it, William Burroughs. I think Ben Foster's playing William Burroughs. I'm like a huge William Burroughs. I've been a William Burroughs junkie since I was a kid. So like, this is something I'm gonna go see no matter what.
No, I like Ben Foster too. So. Yeah.
Anchorman.
Yeah. What do you call it? They're like William Burroughs is like one of my heroes. So this is like, yeah, I gotta see this. And The Green Inferno, Eli Roth movie. That one's actually going to be. He's trying to revive the jungle cannibal type movies. There hasn't been a jungle cannibal movie literally since the early '80s, I think. Like people have been getting shit.
Yeah.
Saying,
Dave. Like people. I think there's a reason why there hasn't been one. We don't have any jungles left.
Well, there's got to be one somewhere. But people have been giving him shit, saying that do something different or original, because we've had jungle cannibal movies before, but like we haven't had one in like 30 years almost.
Yeah.
So it's like I think the expiration date is long past where you can do it now, and it'll be fresh now. There's another movie called Under the Skin that I know next to nothing about. It's based on a book I never read. All I know is that Scarlett Johansson's the main character in it, and the trailer looks phenomenal. That's all I know about it, but I'm going purely based on the trailer on that one.
Hey, nice choices, Dave. Did anybody see Stoker yet, besides me?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
I got it on DVD.
Nice. You guys talk about that.
No,
man.
Is there a trailer for that?
No.
Ron Burgundy, man. Listen.
I wasn't a fan of the first
that we have this thing every week that we do, where we say goodbye to some people from Hollywood and people that we like that have died. This is So Long, Thanks for All the Fish. All right, guys. We have one guy this week.
Yay. Not a lot of depth this week. Awesome. Or at least every
week. One guy and another kid cover who was asphyxiated by his parents.
No.
Too soon?
No.
Okay.
I think it's been like 2 days.
Not soon.
So, Noel.
Well, one who was set on fire by her dad.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
That was terrible, too.
Yeah,
what the hell is wrong with people nowadays?
Introducing the Darkcast.
Yeah.
Bath salts, man.
So,
well, we have to get messed up somewhere in here. We can't go all misogynistic.
Yeah. We will later. But no, I already
have an actual girl on the podcast this time. You're still pulling that shit, really?
I was saying we weren't. I don't know what Ted's getting on about.
So Noel Harrison, you guys probably don't know who Noel Harrison is. Anyone familiar with Rex Harrison?
Yes.
Yeah.
He played Dr. Dolittle.
Yeah.
And the King and I. Noel Harrison is his son. He also wrote a song called "The Windmills of Your Mind," which if you guys have seen the Thomas Crown Affair.
Yeah.
It was the theme song to the Thomas Crown Affair, not just the one, the original one in the 1960s, but also the one with Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo, where we were subjected to look at Rene Russo's tits.
I say we should change that up, that Thanks for All the Fish, and do that scene from when Will Ferrell sings Dust in the Wind.
Yeah.
Dust
in the
Wind. I close my eyes.
So, yeah, that's it for Thanks for All the Fish.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah. You will be missed. Now we get to go on to John's segment, which we haven't had in a while.
No, we haven't.
It's been like a month.
Here we go.
All the pressure's on you,
Jamie. I just like to let you know that John did help me with this intro. Yes.
Oh, no.
What if?
No. The only class you can get from the Left for Ted podcast right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
You know what's great? Just watching people who haven't actually heard it before react.
Who haven't heard it? For fuck's sake, I have heard it, and I'm still the same way.
Heard what?
It was present.
You know what, Dave? If you missed it, your soul is intact.
Good for me. My soul hasn't been intact since I was like 5. That's a little late for me.
So, John, what's the what if this week?
My thing is, what if, since we're getting on to the whole Pokemon talk, you know how they decide they did it all the. Besides the 5th gen, the first 4 gens, they did it in a section in Japan, and then the 5th one was basically based off of New York, and this one's basically based off of Paris, France. Well, what if we got a more medieval setting to it? What if we did,
we've done that.
Like,
there was a Pokemon, shit, what was it called? It wasn't a strict Pokemon game.
Yeah. But like, what if like a gen game, like an X and Y or whatnot? What if we did it into like an Eastern European setting, like, you know, that has that more kind of like medieval look, or even like a Germany, like a Central Europe that kind of has that cool like.
If I could put like knight's armor on my Pokemon, that'd be awesome.
Actually, yeah, the one that I was talking about, you can put feudal Japanese armor on your Pokemon, and you fight as the Pokemon in like a real time setting.
What game is this?
I can't remember the name.
Oh, thanks, Ted.
Sorry.
Because I liked how in the second gen had, like, that very Asian...
Pokemon Dynasties.
Okay. like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like, I like, yeah, that is, that one was cool, though, too. But I liked, like a canon one, like I said.
Yeah.
What would be cool if it went to, like a medieval setting like that, or something yeah. that has, like, a more cloud, like, I don't know, like.
You know what I want to see, John?
What?
You know how they have all the, like, the legendary Pokemon, or the, like, backstories? I want to, like, witness a backstory.
That'd be cool,
Maybe
too.
Maybe that could happen in a medieval setting.
Or this could be, like, a basically a playing field, too. Like, what section, anybody can throw ideas, what sections would you like to see?
Well, actually, didn't they sort of, not that the game itself was a traditional Pokemon game, but you got a bit of that concept in Pokemon Conquest, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of like just with their different nature and different ways of training Pokemon, and I don't know.
Pokemon Baghdad.
What?
Every single move is self-destruct.
You could throw them in Afghanistan. It could be SEAL Team 6.
SEAL.
There's a fucking dugong.
Fucking whatchamacallit going there being suicide bombers, Voltors with the self-destruct and stuff.
Well, I'm going to go to the floor shop tonight.
Coughing, use explosion.
Coughing.
Yes, good. Coughing with a turban on his head.
Oh God, I can picture it.
It's only real if you can picture it.
Yeah.
Oh no, that just reminds me of that one BG Cats where Team Rocket's guy suicide bombed with a bunch of Voltorbs. Like a Voltorb vest. Here for trouble, boom!
You play your character, he's in Baghdad. You have to stop the Taliban for using the Pokemon.
No, you know what? No, I'm actually going off your idea, John. I think, you know how they have HMs and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, why not have, like, a fucking messenger Pidgey?
Oh, that'd be cool, too.
Like, you know how they do the Holocaust yeah. shit and stuff like that?
Or a messenger Pelper, some stuff.
Yeah, or some like new medieval Pokemon.
It's a new, what do you call it? It would be, like, a new HM.
Well, they did kind of have a medieval Pokemon, Escavalier, in the fifth one, which yeah. was awesome. I think that's the coolest bug design ever, which looked awesome.
And here's a bug.
Yeah, bugs.
Oh. I mean, before I know it, but like,
it looks so cool. Yeah. I think that's my favorite bug design.
I don't remember.
Random interjection, but Dave, I saw all your messages, too.
Or, you know, it'd be cool, though, if they kind of went to, like, a wannabe Britain.
I'm
like
here, I'm here, I'm here, you idiot.
Something like that. Or, you know, just go to a pub, slick back a couple of beers.
I love when games go to, like, different, like, not so used settings, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of playing games in New York and, like, Florida and California and whatnot.
Well, I don't know, like, the thing where I kind of like the, I don't know, like, to me, with, I like how they went with the Paris setting. I wish they went a different route because, I'm sorry, James, I don't know. Paris always kind of came off as kind of boring to me and kind of like...
You know what? Yeah. That's another thing. Well, Have you noticed that everyone is really nice in this game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is totally not accurate from free. It's kind of, you know, doing a Pokemon in Montreal. Not everybody's addicted over there, too.
You get across the border. Hey, how you doing, eh?
I'll battle you, me Pokemon, eh? They use ice type all the time.
Move was extreme.
Sorry. What time? You can do it.
Move was extremely effective. Sorry about that, eh? Your Pokemon fainted? Sorry.
He used Hyper Potion on
not
you.
Sorry, sorry.
Here's a Hyper Potion, eh? You don't have to go to the Pokemon Center.
Everybody has a Pokemon.
That's five every miles place. Down the road. You don't want to do that, eh? Okay.
Why does that Jinx have a Red Wings jersey?
Jinx has a Red Wings jersey on. Because...
And they're from Detroit. Why is this Canada? What? Let's go Wings, eh?
Every battle starts off. Grexy was the greatest, eh?
You know, how many hockey franchises are in, are there eight, babe? Would be perfect. Each, like, arena has, like, a gym leader right there.
Okay.
I think.
Crossing so, genres.
I'm not going to suck like the Jets.
Let's move on. So we're going into the Movie-Rama. John, can I be,
What you going to do, brother, when Movie-Rama runs wild on you?
That's right. That was a lot more dramatic than usual.
Yeah.
It was all these pauses. It was pretty
hey,
cool.
It's a debuting for the Turnbuckle, man. I have to get on my A game today.
Yeah. Just so everyone, yeah, let's throw it in there.
Throw a shameless plug for the Turnbuckle.
Because you probably heard the commercial earlier. But, yeah, so I'm going to start this off like a review for a job, all right? I'm going to say something good, and then say a whole bunch of bad stuff, and then back to something good. So let's start off with Bruce Campbell is adamant that Army of Darkness 2 is going to happen.
I don't know if adamant is the word I would have attributed.
But everyone was just like, Bruce Campbell said it's going to happen. It's going to fucking happen.
Yeah, basically, Bruce Campbell joked about it like not happening in a joking manner, and then eventually was like, but yes.
Yeah. I'm too old. Okay, it's going to happen. That's basically what happened.
I don't know if it was adamant. I think it was more like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All right, something bad. Tim Burton is in talks to direct Beetlejuice 2 because we need Beetlejuice 2 30 years after the fact.
I was surprised it wasn't sooner.
It means that Keaton gets to use makeup than last time.
Speaking of Michael...
Well, he's got to also steal his suit back from Robin Thicke.
Yes, he does. Speaking of Michael Keaton, I remember when, unrelated thing, when the Pittsburgh Pirates finally made the playoffs for the first time in like 22 years, Michael Keaton wrote a piece on ESPN because I didn't know he's a diehard Pittsburgh Pirates fan. He has season tickets. And my first initial reaction was like, holy shit, I thought Michael Keaton died. What the hell has he been doing with his life?
Yeah, what was his last one? Was it the other guys?
Yeah, it was the other guys, I remember.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but remember when Michael Keaton from like the...
Well,
the...
wait. His last movie will probably be RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Because people are going to kill him afterwards.
That?
Yes.
He's in that, yeah.
And Gary Oldman, right? But what I was going to say, Dave, remember in like the late 80s, early 90s when Michael Keaton was the shit, though? I mean, like, he couldn't do no wrong. And
I can answer what happened. It wasn't his fault, actually.
Was it multiplicity?
Tom Hanks kind of took that torch from him?
There's a story behind what happened to Michael Keaton, why he wasn't in anything for a bunch of years. You remember how he didn't want to do a third Batman movie?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he legitimately, genuinely didn't want to do a third one, right? And there was a producer at Warner Brothers who got really pissed off at him for not doing it again. And that producer, I forget which one it was. I don't think they ever said which one it was, but there was a producer at Warner Brothers that was so mad at him for not doing a third Batman movie that he had him blacklisted from doing, he put his name on his blacklist. So, like, for like, a bunch of years, he couldn't get hired in a lot of major Hollywood movies. Right, because
that list exists?
Yeah, it exists.
That's messed up.
Was it McCarthy? It was McCarthy, right? That's how old this story's going back?
What's that?
Nothing, never mind. Making a joke that only, like, 3% of anyone would get.
Oh, communist McCarthy is a joke.
I think I know who you meant now. Never mind. Anyways.
From my head, but I let it go.
Oh, sad part is I was a history major and got that joke.
I think I understood that one now. I'm not sure if I did or not, but whatever. Yeah, that's what happened to Michael Keaton, basically.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Forgot
the name of it. That was good.
Alright. Moving on, something bad. Someone on the podcast is Melly Dog Farts.
Why is this happening?
Who the hell said that? That's totally mean. Come on, guys. Be mature here. Be mature.
It's a problem,
guys. Come on, guys. That's not cool.
On this podcast? Hold on.
It's conditioned.
So, let's see.
Damn it, Nick Smith. Come on, guys. Be mature here. Be mature here. This is a mature podcast.
Not throwing this is a family show.
Michael Zara. Come on, guys.
Seriously. Where's Joe?
Joe Vermiglio. Come on, guys.
All right. So Marvel producer Kevin Feige is saying that we don't need any female heroes because we already have Pepper Potts and Jane Foster. Seriously. What? That was basically what he said.
We're not sexist.
Yeah.
Seriously. I have a lady friend.
Yeah. Hey, get mad at this. See, the females are mad at this.
My wife has a job.
Represent, Jamie.
My wife has a job. She works in the kitchen.
My wife gave me my job.
I understand the masterfulness.
I pay her kisses. Kisses.
That was a good day.
Speaking of which, Jamie, there is bread and cold... Never mind.
Jesus!
Just remember, use the no gluten bread for Dave's.
It's like a paradox.
Speaking of alternate realities, what if the men did the work and the women sat around here talking shit like guys? So be like the left for Jamie Packer, all for female friends.
Like, Ted, Mitchell, Jamie, John, go fuck, make me a sandwich, guys. Like,
And they'd be complaining that there are no male superheroes when they're all female superheroes. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine like an alternate universe where Wonder Woman is like the Batman of the...
What should be the Superman? What should be the Batman?
No, no, Superman for like most of the month, but one...
Yeah. Ted.
That was perfect.
Could you imagine that, like, though? Like, they were like, oh, good.
No, I can't.
What, keep in check. But Batman's garbage because he's a man. What? Like, all
right. Moving on.
Testosterone. Like,
another bad. Emile Hirsch and Joaquin Phoenix are up for the role of John Belushi in a biopic about him.
If I kill him, that doesn't make me any more merciful.
I can recite a bunch of Gladiator quotes.
I'm not seeing that at all.
No one is.
No.
That's why it's bad.
Please, Joaquin. Be Joaquin. Joaquin, the merciful. And don't do it.
Choice is gun to my head, sure.
Yeah, those are the... That and Hugh Jackman are the first three fucking choices that come to anyone's... No.
Oh my god, Hugh Jackman, what?
John Belushi.
It's called sarcasm. Oh.
I thought you were being legit.
No.
Okay, that wasn't just me. Good.
Yeah.
We could watch. We lead off with Joaquin.
You say Emile Hirsch, like all bets are off.
I know Emile Hirsch, Joaquin. We lead off with that. It's like yeah, like
Speedracer is John Belushi.
Sarcasm is indistinguishable.
Has Emile Hirsch even worked since Speed Racer?
Yeah, he did something else, I think.
A stirring filmography. Okay.
He did a gay porn to Speed Racer.
Here he comes. Oh, there we go.
Oh, Speed, that was so good. Ha ha ha.
Here he comes. Here comes Speed Racer. He's
up your ass.
All right, that's end with something that could be good or bad depending on who you are. Ben Kingsley and Kevin Feige, misogynistic dude we were talking about before. I got misogynistic. They've confirmed that Ben Kingsley is working on a secret project for Marvel. What this could mean is anything. What do you guys think it means?
Definitely. I can find out.
There's nothing going.
Well, let's think about this. Ben Kingsley
is he going to
the fake Mandarin.
Be in a triple twist the Mandarin?
That's the current rumor.
That's not going to be.
Probably not.
On another project, he can be a villain. Like, with powers, I mean. Is that...
What? Could they use... Bank? I mean, they could use his voice, too.
I'm just wondering what he would be.
If anything, maybe a Marvel one-shot. We don't know what happened to Trevor Slattery.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to show up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they have
which I want to congratulate on finally having an episode I didn't hate.
Really?
Oh, so you're not a big fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
The last episode was decent. I was like, all right, I'm kind of looking forward to next week for once.
Yeah.
I have not been watching it.
It's all right.
It's
the last episode was kind of like, all right, this is getting decent. I hope it continues to do so.
Well, it was one of those things where you're sitting there and you're just like, there's a storyline here that they want me to care about, and they want to carry on, but I don't really give a fuck.
Because you're like, this is a S.H.I.E.L.D. series starring completely original characters that you don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Like, but you hooked me by saying this was S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And then the only S.H.I.E.L.D. person here is like the one original character from the movies who's supposed to be dead.
And for some reason, everybody decided, the world decided all at once it deeply cares about, even though I have no fucking idea why.
That is a little random. Like, I mean, I like Coulson as much as, like, yeah, he's okay as a character. But, like, you go online and everyone's like, Coulson's a badass! And I'm like, is he?
And to be honest, when Coulson, like, died, apparently, like, everybody's like, oh my god, they killed Coulson! Like, they killed who?
to be honest, they just
they
did that.
The guy from like the 10 minutes in Iron Man 1.
I know. And now Coulson's been like adopted into like mainstream Marvel, and he's considered this like beloved character. I'm like, why?
Well, they did that with The Walking Dead right afterwards too, with Merle. It's like, okay, it's a guy from season 1 that died.
He's the racist
or maybe
guy.
Not, yeah, the racist guy that nobody cares about. Oh, we bring him back, make you love him. Now he's dead again.
He had a little bit more exposure, though. Probably because it was a TV show.
Make you love him.
Huh?
Make you love him.
Right,
yeah,
you're far away.
Yeah, you're too far away, Roy.
Make you love him.
You're still too far away.
don't repeat the same thing you said.
Well, hey, people, it goes to show you people love us. It's a world that people love scumbags. Like, perfect example, like, I'm playing GTA 5, and I find myself gravitating more towards liking Trevor out of all the three groups, and he's, like, just a total psycho and scumbag. It's like...
Trevor's too much for me.
Well, I feel like they go three ways. Like, Michael's kind of like the combination between both of them. Like, you know, he's sane, but he has his like outbursts. Like, Franklin's the straight guy to all this. And then you have like Trevor, which I feel Trevor was intentionally put there to represent all the like all the players. It's like, fuck this. I just want to like cause chaos and destroy shit. Like, that's why I feel like he's like a representation of. Yeah, exactly. Which is like 99.9% of the people who pick up GTA.
Franklin was my favorite until he got that super awesome house, just because driving to that house is such a pain in the ass.
It really is. Those fucking turns are the worst.
Now, I like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, at first I've started like, I like whatchamacallit. I like Trevor, but I'm always all my dude though too. I enjoy Michael. Like, I don't know, because I feel like he has such a, I don't know.
Fucked up family life.
Yeah, and but have.
Namaste, Michael.
But that kind of annoys me, though, too, is he likes to bitch and complain. I'm like, you kind of put yourself in the majority of these situations.
So, guys,
like,
I'm just going to say, this is still Movie Rama.
What you going to do, Movie Rama, dude? Rob's the turnbuckle, brother.
Ted, you have no control. Except
apparently this. Not.
Sorry. So, yeah.
Lastly, and I do want to talk about this. It's not really a playing favorites, but Mitch didn't really have a playing favorites.
Hey. It was close enough.
With the remake of Carrie that came out, and the remake of Maniac on Netflix right now.
I saw that! The remake of Maniac is awesome! I was really, really, really impressed by that.
I haven't watched it yet, but...
It's great. Have you seen the original, though?
No.
Probably. Well, if you're going to see the remake, you should also probably see the original.
I will.
They're both, like, they're both awesome. Both of them are cool.
Lastly, so with that, with those both around, what remakes besides those, those two are good or bad? What do you think are the worst or best remakes
ever?
Ever recently?
Before we go in depth with this, hey Dave, so the Maniac remake, was it like shot like a... Like a shot-by-shot movie, or was it like...
No. If they were to try and do that, like, the original Maniac is kind of a product of its time.
Yeah.
You could never make that the same, because the original Maniac, so much of what makes it good depends on the fact that it was filmed in New York in the late 70s, early 80s, and that New York doesn't exist anymore. Like, it's like a time capsule for the way New York was pre-Giuliani, when it was like hell on earth, basically. Okay. So and that New York is like gone, doesn't exist anymore. You could never get that back again. So they don't even try that. They do something very, very, very different with it. It still works. So, like, I'm glad they did, though. I'm glad they did their own thing, though. Because if they tried to do it shot by shot, it would have been awful. It would have been absolutely just, oh god.
Dave,
I didn't want to think about that. Mm.
I'm glad how you added in the pre Giuliani thing before Giuliani ordered everybody to get killed in New York to start over.
Oh. God.
Hey Dave, what about Vanilla Sky?
Oh, that's an interesting remake. Yeah, if I'm gonna pick my best remake of all time, I'm kind of biased because it's one of like the three movies that made me a movie geek in the first place. The Fly, Cronenberg's The Fly. Honestly, that to me is like that's like one of my defining movies, pretty much. And the Carpenter's The Thing should always get mentioned in these conversations.
That's such an underrated movie.
Don't necessarily think of, like, a lot of the movies that we love from kind of a middle to end of last century are remakes of, like, much older movies.
Yep.
Mm.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Dave. I enjoyed The Thing. I thought
it was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah, it's a classic.
I was going to say that I already have one. I might say The Thing.
Why it didn't do well initially when it first came out in the 80s is beyond me. Like,
because it came out the same time as E.T.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah, E.T. pretty much. Anything that happened when E.T. happened, like, it's not going to, it wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though the prequel to The Thing was fucking horrible.
Yeah, that
I couldn't see it.
The sad thing was, it didn't have to be. It could have been okay.
The way it ends is awesome, I think. Personally, yeah, I think the ending is fucking genius, and the rest of that movie is shit.
I like when the guy got morphed to the other guy. That was pretty cool. Pretty fucked up.
Alright, I have a question then.
Yeah.
Bram Stoker's Dracula, would you just count... Could that be counted as a remake, or would that just be has same source material?
No, that's a weird one.
It's the same source material. I wouldn't consider like a remake of like the Lugosi or even Christopher Lee movies. It's kind of just different adaptations of the same source material, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, I've got another pick in my back pocket then. True Lies.
He's been laughed at.
I can't believe you went there.
What? It's a remake of La Fatale.
I know it is. I'm like one of like three people that does know that. I'm just shocked that she went there.
It's an awesome fucking movie. What do you want me to say?
It is an awesome movie. I'm just saying. I can't believe you actually dipped into that well.
I got a question, guys. Those might be on topic both. So many terrible movies that's out right now, or so many bad movies that got put out right now. Don't you kind of wish that Comedy Central kind of brought back like Mystery Science Theater 3000 just so like to, you know.
Oh, that's called Riff Track, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. That's MST3K right now.
That's something that I want to start doing.
I
enjoyed Mystery Science Theater 3000. I enjoyed being a 9-year-old, staying up to like 1 in the morning watching that. It's awesome, those awful sci-fi movies that they just made fun of. Mm-hmm.
Every month,
all the public domain movies because they didn't want to spend money.
Every month I want to start doing, probably starting next year, I want to have a movie night every month.
Yeah.
Where we just take a microphone and watch a fucking horrible movie.
Well, I feel with Comedy Central making money now, I feel like they can like take a couple of these crappy movies. Like, here you guys go, bring back the old crew and do it. Yeah. Like, I feel like it can still hold up even today.
I wish Xbox Netflix still had that kind of MST3K theater mode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because then we could, like, record from that and just record ourselves talking over it.
MST2K technically didn't go anywhere because they're doing it as riff tracks right now. It's the same people.
Mm. Yeah, we just said that.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Dave, did your mic cut out?
What's that?
I just said that 2 minutes ago.
I didn't hear that. Sorry, my mic.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't feel bad. Skype exploded on me early.
Yeah,
like, literally.
I have another great remake that I think should get mentioned. It's a recent one, recent-ish. The Hills Have Eyes remake.
I like that one.
That was great, honestly. That was
I didn't see part one.
Hmm?
I didn't see
Dave,
part
you
one.
Dave, you did bring a good point.
Of the remake, I mean. I've seen the original.
Dave, that was a good one because I didn't even think about that because I remember watching the remake. I'm like, oh, this is going to suck, and I was pleasantly surprised with it.
No, it's great. I actually, dare I say, and the original is a movie I love. I love the original, like, since growing up. But the remake I actually think is better, honestly.
You know,
I'm
going to go off that also.
What do you guys think about the Halloween remake?
That was one I was going to bring up.
What?
It's a really good, it's a good Rob Zombie horror movie. But if you're going to, like, you know, compare it, obviously, it was I think the Halloween thing
actually goes into the Dracula thing. It's not really a remake as much as, you know, same source material.
No, that's different though. Dracula
is based on a novel.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Halloween's
based on the Halloween movie. It's a remake, but it's not a very.
It's not a direct remake.
I think if you were somehow do the mental gymnastics to divorce it and just look at it as a movie unto itself. It's not a bad movie, but it's a really shitty remake of Halloween. Yeah. It is a shitty Halloween remake, but it is not a bad movie by itself. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. I have my movie. Yeah. Finally got my own. Be unique. The Fist of Legend movie by Jet Li, or starring Jet Li, which is a remake of...
Good one, yeah.
Fist of Fury?
Martial Fury, arts. Yeah. Yeah,
I was going to...
That's a great pick.
I was going to say Zack Snyder's remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I love the original Dawn of the Dead, and I thought that the remake, like, brought it into now.
Is that the...
Go with the mall and with black guy and the white girl, another black guy.
Yeah.
They were all bald.
The only way to kill
every black guy in that movie.
Shooting.
It was good. The problem is like I've seen it so many times because like sci-fi and.
I've killed that movie. It comes on TV all the time.
Yeah, they do.
All right, we gotta move this along. So let's go into DVD releases. We have Only God Forgives, The Conjuring, and The Internship, and then two that I kind of want to see, The Way Way Back, and Necessary Evil, the supervillains of DC Comics.
Yep.
Box office this week, we have The Counselor, which apparently Hulu wants me to watch.
yes, it does.
And every fucking channel. Like, seriously, I've seen... If I'm watching TV live, I see, like, three commercials for The fucking Counselor.
Yeah, I just can't wait for it to come out so the trailer stops.
Exactly. She's like, I
really don't care if the movie's any good or not. I just want the trailers to stop.
I now can't give a shit about the movie because the trailer killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Grandpa, which another one, the trailer killed it, but Jerron apparently has a hard-on for Johnny Knoxville in old makeup.
I want to see it.
Hey, it's basically like, you know, one, Jackass. Man. Yeah,
I'm not the only one.
Now I think we're getting to Ryan's corner of this podcast.
Before we start, did anybody else see Only God Forgives?
No.
Okay. The trailer was a lot better than the movie.
Okay.
Really? Oh.
Gaming corner.
Do I have a song? I don't have a song.
Dude. What you gonna do, brother, when Gaming Corner runs wild on you?
That was so loud.
That's like that time Power Rangers was like, go Wide Ranger, go. Like, it was crazy. You're like, oh, I'm glad you put some thought into that.
Show was like fucking awesome. Why don't I have but the movie was just bad.
Batman is playing Galaga. Thought we wouldn't notice, but we did.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Hey, you did it. Nice this time. Good job. You get a golden star, Ted.
Yeah, I got a gold
star. All right, so...
it's my time. I got a gold star. Oh, no. Sorry, go.
We have, as I mentioned earlier, Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut for the everything.
For the everything.
With completely odd price structure. Dave, you missed that part, but basically on Wii U, it's like full price. Their logic being because it's never been on Nintendo. Okay. On PC, if you have it already on PC, it's like $10, and it's $20 if you don't. Mm-hmm. And it's $30 on PS3 and Xbox 360. This is all basically the same game, so that is completely schizophrenic.
Not only that, but seriously, it's never been on Nintendo before, so that's why like Nintendo's that fucking special that they have to, you know, put that at that.
Yeah, because the entire time I wanted it on Wii U, honestly, and the fact that it's like twice as much as twice.
It's like now, finally, like what everyone's been waiting for, Nintendo, the one that really matters. It's like, oh fuck you.
Like I was like, oh, I could get this, or I could save a whole lot of money on any of the competitors. So I haven't bought it yet.
Yeah.
Hometown Story for 3DS, which is basically a Harvest Moon spinoff where you run a shop as opposed to managing a farm. Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 3, Full Burst, which is the special edition version of Ultimate Ninja Storm 3, Rocksmith 2014. Oh, Ted, this is for you. SpongeBob SquarePants, Plankton's Robotic Revenge.
Yes!
Finally, the wait is over. Path of Exile for PC. Plants vs. Zombies 2 hits Android. That was iOS exclusive for a while. I'm sure it'll be on consoles for about $40 soon. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Dual Destinies for 3DS. Star Soldier hits the 3DS eShop, which I'm actually going to go buy after the podcast. Batman Arkham Origins and Arkham Origins Blackgate for the portables, and Wii Party U, which I assume is a Nintendo-themed party game.
Is that for the Wii U?
I'm going to guess by the title.
It's for the Xbox 360.
Oh, okay.
I want to get the Batman game. That'd be funny if it was. But I don't want to pay $60 for it.
So we're going to steal John's.
I was thinking about getting a Batman game, then I realized I haven't actually finished the other two.
Really? Did you play part two?
No, I have it via Steam sale when they were like, here's $5 for Arkham Asylum. And I'm like, what? That's insane.
Hey, John, when you go to pick up your copy of Batman, can you pick up my copy of Lego Marvel Super Heroes?
Yes, I'll pick it up here. How much is it going to be? Like $5?
Yeah.
All right. Really? Sarcasm strong in this one.
You think I'm joking? I paid off everything but $5.
Wait, what?
No, he's not joking. I'm not joking.
Damn. I apologize.
I want the little Spider-Man figurine, and then I'm just going to bring it back without the Spider-Man figurine.
And I'll get you the SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Special edition. Because of the statue and everything.
They're giving it away for free, basically.
Are you going to buy a season pass that?
It's a special edition. It bends over and the pants bust and you pull the disc out of his ass. Go on, Ryan.
Okay, so this I didn't completely understand, but MGS5 apparently is going to be divided into two parts as opposed to just being one long narrative. And so Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain, as we were speculating earlier, are in fact on the one thing, but you're going to have to play Ground Zeroes first in like a separate thing. Okay. So, like, I guess we previously thought they kind of just combined the two games into one game, but they are, I guess, separate games, but you can't just skip to the Phantom Pain, if I understand correctly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look, according to Kojima, Ground Zeroes is there to acclimate players to the new open game style. And also, the narrative takes place, like, 9 years before Phantom Pain.
Oh, that's cool.
So, a little different. We'll see how that shakes out. Sony content... The exclusive 1 hour of content for like Battlefield 4 and Assassin's Creed 4 will expire after 6 months, and so then it'll go to the other places.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that is kind of a long time. But Nintendo is kind of having a bit of a DLC debate, I guess, amongst their different publishers. Super Nintendo. On the one hand, Square Enix, for Bravely Default Flying Fairy, when that comes over, they're announced that they're going to have DLC for, like, special attacks or something.
It's fucking interesting.
Like coins you can get, and if you're in sleep mode, you get up to 3 coins a day, but you can also just go online and buy coins for a price they haven't decided yet, but they don't want to make it cheap because they feel that'll encourage you to purchase it. Crazy Japanese logic, I don't understand it. But so it's like, if you suck at the game and you get to a boss, you can be like, here's $5, give me a bag of coins so I can just automatically do super attacks. But I supposedly you don't have to buy these coins ever if you don't suck. I don't know.
If you're good. If you're like remotely good at video games.
Yeah. So I guess it'll depend on how well balanced the game is. Like, if you're pretty good at video games and you feel like the first boss is just unduly horrific and you're like, oh, you guys are trying to suck me into buying these damn coins.
That would have been
on the flip side, Pokemon Company has said that they're not interested in DLC because...
Bastards!
Because they want to protect the what they call the world image of Pokemon. They don't want people to start thinking, oh, they're just trying to milk us for money. You know, instead of event Pokemon, it's like, oh yeah, $2, buy this 100 shiny legendary.
I want to be milked.
Sweet! Wait, Ryan?
Yes?
Meet the parents.
I was going to go there and I decided not to.
Go.
Oh.
Go there.
No.
Go there.
Chino, come on.
Go there.
I have nipples, Nintendo. Would you milk me?
Now it's Pacino.
Is that the most straight face?
Anyway.
Now it's Pacino.
No.
Pacino.
No.
Gil, you realize that we have you recorded for all time saying those words now.
I've been recorded saying. There's a Kickstarter for a Boogerman reboot.
Are you serious?
It gets better.
I don't know.
David, it gets better. Earthform Jim is confirmed to be playable in this.
I don't know what I'm more ashamed of, that this is happening, or that I recognize what you said by name.
Earthworm Jim is confirmed to be a playable character in this Boogerman reboot.
I'm ashamed I even know why that is, too, honestly.
Earthworm Jim was a good game.
Earthworm Jim is a good game, but I mean the connection between Earthworm Jim and
Boogerman, like, okay, yeah,
I'm ashamed I even know that.
I know.
Like, why he is. Anywho. Now, does anybody else by any chance happen to have any stories that popped at them? Just because I haven't actually been on the podcast in, like, I think 3 weeks, so I'm sure I missed cool news stories.
I've heard of any little kids getting asphyxiated by their parents because they chose video games over breathing, clearly. So.
Yeah, the last child murder by their parent I heard about had nothing to do with video games, therefore it doesn't fall into my scope of practice.
Shameless promotion. Turnbuckle debuts today.
Well, one thing I thought was interesting, UK Mag The Edge had a, I guess, reader suggested top 20 games of, like, the last generation, or the last 20 years.
Okay.
And they selected, starting from 20, World of Warcraft, Majora's Mask, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Chrono Trigger, Portal, Red Dead Redemption, BioShock, Ico, The Last of Us, Dark Souls, Mario Galaxy, Metal Gear Solid, Shadow of the Colossus, GoldenEye, Halo, Resident Evil 4, Final Fantasy 7, Half-Life 2, Mario 64, and Ocarina of Time.
Did I actually hear Halo 4 in that?
Was this for a game?
No, Halo and then Resident Evil 4.
Oh, Resident Evil 4.
Go back to the very beginning. There's one you said, like, in the first couple that you said that was just like, what? Oh, it was Majora's Mask. Why?
Majora's Mask, I think, is very underrated. It's really difficult.
No, I'm not that it's a bad game, but, like, you know, like, it's like that of that much importance. I mean, you know, what I mean, wouldn't I mean?
Well,
I
yeah, because Zelda 3 is not on the list, so that's a little odd to me.
I was gonna say, why? I mean, of all the Zeldas you could pick, why Majora's Mask? Why that one?
Zelda,
I mean, not that it's a bad one, but
in the last 20 years,
it
though,
it seems random.
Maybe Zelda 3 didn't make the cut. That was 1993, so maybe.
What about Ocarina then? That was pre Majora's Mask.
Ocarina was number
one. No, Ocarina was number one, Dave.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah.
I messed up.
So, I'd have to see the list in front of me to actually make an informed decision.
Greatest game?
Well, 93 was 20 years ago, Ted.
Yeah, I know, but maybe it came out in 92 in Japan, 93 in the United States.
Keep in mind, it's also UK Magazine. Maybe it came out in like 2005 in UK.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about that, though, is, like, I don't know, maybe I'm a little biased here, but Half-Life, I think, is kind of overrated.
Yeah.
No, I would say Half-Life fucking sucks, if we're going by two, at least.
Well, speaking, a good chunk of this list is overrated, but that doesn't necessarily make them bad games, and I don't fault them for being on, like, a mass, like, favorites list.
Was it overrated when it came out, or is it overrated
Well,
now?
I played Half-Life, and it's like, I don't know, like, I played it years after when people made a big deal about it, and I played it. I'm like,
yeah,
it's not as good as, like,
it's more, I feel like it's one of those games where, like, if you don't play it at the time, then, like, you don't see the appeal of it.
I
guess because it was different when it came out.
Return to Oz with Kylie, where it's like, well, I guess if you didn't see this in the 80s, maybe you don't care as much.
Yeah.
I played Half-Life 1 not long after it first came out, and Half-Life, same for Half-Life, but Half-Life 1 and 2 I played around the time they came out, and I don't know. I don't pretend to get it either. I think
it's rose-tinted glasses for a lot of them.
Half-Life 1, I think, the reason people make a big deal about that one. 2's a whole other story. 2 and 1 are like two different games entirely. I mean, really different games. But 1 I can kind of understand what people made a big deal about. I don't agree with it, but I understand it, which is because Half-Life 1, that was 98. It was before pre-Halo, pre-a lot of stuff. For FPSs, and that was one of the first FPSs where that really placed an emphasis on the single player storyline and had, like, NPC characters you could talk to and who talked to you. It was one of the first FPSs to really, really do that, I guess. And I disagree. I mean, I agree that that's a big deal for the first FPS to do that. I disagree that that was necessarily a good route for the genre to go, because I thought that opened up a rabbit hole it should have gone down in the first place. But I understand if you're talking about what's best but most influential and important to a genre, I can get why you Half-Life 1 on that list. Half-Life 2 is a pretentious, head-up-its-ass piece of shit, and I'm sorry, but I have no respect for that game whatsoever. But
I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
Tell us how you really feel, Dave.
I had the same experience where, like, the entire universe was like, oh my god, you've not played Half-Life 2, and so I played it, and I'm like,
universe.
I told you guys this before, oh, this is revolutionary, I can pick up this litter and put it in a trash can.
It's a first person life sim. It's not a first person shooter. It's a first person life sim. I swear to God.
It's like, I'm riding the train to work.
Like the Half-Life fans are like what Dave Matthews Band fans are. If you don't like it or you don't get it, they'll like burn your house down and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't like Dave Matthews?
No, I don't like Dave Matthews.
What's your address again?
And I've had a couple of people who are Dave Matthews Band. Why don't you like Dave Matthews Band? And like legit wanted to fight me over it. I'm like, it's okay, guys. It's not that big of a deal.
That's serious, yeah.
Okay, guys. Well,
that's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Did I announce that I was done?
What? Yeah.
I had a small topic I was gonna.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time.
Okay.
We're on a time crunch this week, so sorry. We're out of time. Save it for next week, Brian.
Yeah, right. Save it.
Okay. So for the Left 4 Dead podcast, we'll see you next week. I'm Ted.
John.
Brian.
David.
Mitch.
Jamie.
Jerron.
And we'll see you next week.
Turnbuckle!
We'll find out what that buzzing is. Not sure what that buzzing is at all.